Well, good morning. Nice to have a new friend with us as well over there. So good morning to one and to all. Now, in the week, I noticed a story. And I thought I'd just tell you, it's this ongoing story, and it's actually a court case. And so it's not been finished yet, and well, we don't know all the details yet. And but for this particular fact I'm going to mention to you, probably would never have reached the newspapers. Anyway, it's to do with an iPhone, to begin with. Now, I didn't know this, but apparently, you have iPhones, or have friends who have iPhones, there is, if it's dark, a particular help, a particular application or button you can press, whatever they have on these things, and if you're in the dark, this can be a great help because it can function as what? Your iPhone, Molly. iTorch. Excellent. A torch. Didn't know that, but it does. There we are. Can help you when you're in the dark. Well, now, there was this man, and he and his, we call them friends, shall we, but I think that's loose talk, they were going to break into somebody's house. In fact, this house had been broken into on more than one occasion during the week. The people were away, and they were going to break into it. And I suppose, because these are such easy things to carry in your pocket, this fella thought, right, got my iPhone, that's handy, I'll take that with me. And isn't this great? As I'm breaking into this house here, haven't had to carry a big torch with me, got this nifty little iPhone, I can do whatever I need to do on it, and there we are, I'm seeing my way into the house, and there we are, we can find what we need, and off we go. But there was a big mistake this man made. Because what else can iPhones do, as well as share the light? What else can they do, Molly?
Make noise.
Could have been, couldn't it? They could have made a noise. I guess everybody's away. It may have been a deserted street. But what else can you use your iPhone to do? To do with pictures and filming people. Yes, you can use it, can't you, as a camera. You can use it as a camera. And unfortunately for this man, this is exactly what the iPhone did. And eventually, when the police suspected him of being involved in these robberies, they took his iPhone, and lo and behold, he'd switched the torch on, but at the same time activated the camera. And so the camera was whirring away, whatever it does there, showing them breaking into the house through the window, rummaging around there for all the goodies that they were after. So he thought he was being really clever, getting the light, but in fact, he'd ended up incriminating himself. And the evidence is there, and I'll tell you what he's saying about it in a minute, or what he's making out with it in a minute. There it is. Oh, but wait. Well, he didn't realise that, in a sense, he was sort of going to be incriminating himself and getting himself into trouble by using this iPhone. Remember this, that God watches all our goings out and our comings in much more thoroughly than that. There's the iPhone, just recorded a little bit there, and it comes into court, and the court is considering this man and what he's been doing. There's the evidence. There's a court one day that's going to look at what we've been doing and what we've been saying. And the evidence there won't need to just have an iPhone that happened to be switched on by accident there. God will see all of the record, and it all will come out. And we, if we have not sought that salvation in Jesus Christ, we won't, if you will, have a leg to stand upon, but have to say, it's all true. It's all true. All that the judge is saying about me is true. When he brings that verdict down upon us, guilty, and here is the evidence, we will have to go away into everlasting misery of hell indeed, and there'll be no way back, and we'll have to say, it was true. The judge got me absolutely right. But wait, I said there was something more about this man. And it's this. Amazing. He is protesting his innocence. Right? He is protesting his innocence. There's the camera. It's his iPhone. It's recording them breaking into the house. It's showing them rummaging around in the house. But he is protesting his innocence. I suppose you say, I lent it to a friend and he was using it. Yes, I guess he isn't going to show the man himself. If he's shining it as a torch, he won't perhaps be filming him. So he's trying to get out of it that way there. But I somehow don't think the jury are going to wear that one. Amazing. Here in this life, people, when they're confronted with the truth, rather than say what they'd have to say on that day, it's true. I'm undone. I'm finished. I'm ruined by this. No. I'm right. There's a mistake here. This is not fair. I was somewhere else. I was at a friend's house. And all of the usual stuff, I'm sure, will come out. And we can be like that. Because sin deceives. Sin makes us hard. And we mustn't go down the way, because it becomes a way of life in the end. Just justifying ourselves and thinking, no, I'm right. And we just sort of add, each time we do it, a little extra hardness to our conscience and a little extra hardness to how we think about things and how we think we're always right and everybody else is wrong. And so even when so clearly something is happening here, which shouldn't be happening, breaking into people's homes, taking their property, breaking commandments there, you know, there goes the eighth commandment with that completely broken apart by this. But now he's adding the ninth commandment broken. He's deceiving. He's lying. He's telling false witness with this. So, watch that. Sin has this way of making us feel we're right when we're wrong. And adding then to the original mistake, a lie, and then another lie, and then further lies. And it can even make us feel very self-righteous. Because that's what it does. It does these things to us. So beware. Beware in yourselves. Watch that it's not doing that to you. But also be careful, because there are people out there who are not very angry, and but actually, they're lying, and they're just trying to make you think that you're wrong and that they're right, when really they're just getting very steamed up because their conscience is acting against them. So there's a little story there, I'm afraid, about human nature and about sin. All we need to learn and make sure that's not us, because remember, one day there is a judge and there is a court, and the verdict's going to be absolutely right. And the evidence will be so, so clear. Make sure that Jesus Christ's blood has washed you clean and that you can stand in that day and be unashamed. We're going to sing another hymn, 273, Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun, 273.